This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. About to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, thanks. We are back on Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. So you guys know that I like watching football. And I know, you know, with the kneeling issue, a lot of people boycotted football. And I got to be honest, I even felt that way where I was like, look, I don't think I could, you know, watch these games if they're disrespecting our country and disrespecting the flag and disrespecting our veterans. And I understand Colin Kaepernick originally did that for another cause, but it caused this cascade of things, and I was sick of it. And then commendable with the networks, they just decided not to air the national anthem. And that shut that down. I mean, I don't know if the media just hasn't talked about it yet, but if you notice, we haven't really talked about kneeling in the news with football because, one, people stopped watching football. A lot of people did. Two, they just didn't really seem to cover it. Now, I personally miss hearing the national anthem. I love the national anthem because I like to, you know, sing along to it. And, you know, yeah, I sing off key, but I still like to sing along to it. But, you know, yesterday, I still watch football. I love football. And so even though I know a lot of people boycotted it, I didn't. I did not boycott football. I just love watching it too much. So I was watching the Falcon game. And for any of you that watch the Falcon game, there was a pretty bad cuss word that came over the TV. It was so loud, so distinct, so crisp, that even the dog and cat looked up at the TV like, oh, was that mommy? I'm like, no, that was not mommy on TV. Mommy's here. That word did not come out of mommy's mouth. And I guess it came from the Falcon lines. I'm not sure exactly who said it. I have a hunch who was. It was one of the linemen yelling at one of the other linemen, okay, telling him to get set. But he used a descriptive. I don't know if that would actually count as an adjective. It began with the letter F, and it was get blanking set. And you see the other lineman that I believe he was talking to, and again, we are talking flash. I tried to rewind it, you know, because it was for a split second. And you saw the other lineman kind of walk around a little confused. Now, if I was a lineman, I probably would be confused because of concussions and, you know, there's a lot of noise, there's a lot going on, and I'm facing a big guy who's about to plow me down. So I don't think I would be in the zone as much as I would claim to be. I'd be like, I don't think I want to get set because you have me up against this big guy that weighs 100 pounds more than me. And I got to tell you, it looked like a smaller guy that wasn't getting set. But I found that just very fascinating how a cuss word like that could be spewed, you know, that loudly over national television. Now, mind you, okay, every now and then there's a hot mic. Every now and then some player is near a mic, and so you pick stuff up. And I love it. That's like my favorite parts of the game. That and the touchdown celebrations. Yeah, it's not the outfits. It's not seeing Tom Brady try to take off his shirt before he hits the showers, although I wish that would happen just once. But it's the, and I like seeing Dak Prescott pray or send a kiss up to his mother. I'm not sure if he's sending it to Jesus or his mother when he, you know, makes a touchdown. So I love watching that. But my favorite part is hearing the cuss words. Now, usually in broadcasting, there's a delay. So, like, we got Brad and Jason working the dials today, and they have their finger on the button. There's a button. It's called a dump button or a stop button. And their fingers are right there ready to go because in case I'm in a bad mood about Obamacare or something, All right, they know that I'm going to go off and I'm going to drop some words. And they have to be right there and ready. And many times the shows are played with a couple second delay. So you have time in case anything goes wrong to stop it. And sometimes when people talk, especially, you know, journalists, you know, sometimes words will get slurred, you know. So you'll try to say truck or something like that, and something else will come out. So things happen. I just don't understand why with football that did. Now, when it was said, the first thing I was thinking is, did the newscasters, the sportscasters hear that? And apparently they did, because then they went to talking. Did you ever use that kind of language on the line? I don't know if they knew they were on the mic, but you hear the sportscaster say that. Then the other sportscaster says, well, you know, so-and-so knows what's got to be done. And, you know, he's, you know, doing what needs to be done. They've got to get set. I mean, they didn't know what to say with the cuss word. And I find that very, very entertaining, because you have to ad lib a lot. Now, I'm not saying I would have done a better job. I probably would have been laughing my tushy off. But I found it very fascinating how people try to cover up something that that shouldn't have happened. So now, do the players really talk like that? Yes, they do. You would think that the players on the other side would be your enemy. I mean, you know, it looks like these guys are all buddies. It looks like players on a team all get along. You know, I heard that Clay Matthews and Aaron Rodgers aren't friends at all. I've heard rumors that they really don't like each other, which is kind of shocking because in all the commercials, they're together. But, you know, maybe there's an ego thing. I don't know. I mean, to me, they both look semi-cuddly. You would think they'd cuddle up sometimes and be buddies, but maybe not. Maybe they're not, you know, bros. Who knows? Maybe they're not. But my guess is when you play football and you're in the NFL, you get a lot of slack. Now, one guy, one of the newscasters said, earned his shower. Apparently, he did some sort of, I don't know if he made an interception or I don't know what he did, but he did something good. And the newscaster says he earned a shower. Now, do you get denied a shower? See, I really want to get behind the scene of what's going on in the locker room with these guys. Not literally in terms of the shower, but I mean, do some people not get to take a shower if they mess up on the field? What are some of the things that happen? Now, maybe some of you guys know because some of you played, but my guess is there's a lot of hazing. My guess, there's a lot of egos. There's a lot of arguments. There's a lot of blaming. And I bet it's, you know, really, really rough. And I bet there's even some crying. Yeah, I would cry. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. I'm going to get myself set. I'll be right back. To learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
So are you tired of being tired? Well, then it's time to get the tea. Hey, it's Lisa here to tell you about this all-natural, all-organic tea I've been drinking that has had great results for over 20 years. It's called Life Change Tea, and it's specially formulated to help detoxify and cleanse your kidneys, liver, colon, and blood all at once. The colon is one of the most ignored organs in the human body. The faster that waste is eliminated from the body, the less time that waste sits in our intestines, spreading toxins to our bloodstream. This tea helps cleanse chemicals caused by outside intruders from our entire digestive system, and get this, weight loss can be a side effect. And with continued use of the tea, you can experience clear, healthier, younger-looking skin, increased energy, and a happier outlook on life. So if you're tired of being tired, get the Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com, and like me, you'll be glad you did.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason who was working the dials. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Oh, looks like we still got some music. All right. We'll stop the dancing. We've got a lot of work to do. I actually have a poll going on Facebook right now and Twitter on white meat or dark meat. So what do you prefer? And I would think the majority of people like dark meat because I love dark meat. But apparently there was a recent study who said that people, the majority of people, and there's a lot of them, like only white meat. Now, that just doesn't make any sense to me. Right. I mean, you know, they say white meat is healthier. Not exactly. You know, dark meat, pretty healthy. Not that I want you guys to eat more dark meat, because I really prefer more meat for me. That's what I love about Thanksgiving and Christmas and stuff. If there's a bird, right, being served and everybody's reaching for the breast, mine, no, the chicken breast or the turkey breast, I'm like, give me the leg, give me the thigh. I love dark meat. Well, apparently, dark meat tastes better because there's a little bit more fat to it. Okay? But if you skin the meat, it's not as fattening as you would think. They say dark meat also has more zinc, riboflavin, niacin, thiamine, vitamins B12, B6, iron, amino acids. They even say it's higher in taurine. And taurine, that has been found to help lower the risk of coronary heart disease. So white meat has nutrients too, but dark meat seems to have more vitamins, they're saying. All right. Now again, I would really like to see the studies breaking this down. But I'm reading this from the Daily Meal. They also talk about how dark meat tastes better. Dark meat tastes about 50 times better than white meat. Absolutely. White meat gets really dry, which I can't stand, but dark meat is tender and juicy, you know, probably because of the extra fat. And by the way, fat isn't all that bad, all right? Fat, if you eat too much of it, yeah, that's a problem. But our bodies are designed to eat fat. That's why they found with a lot of diets, cutting the carbs seems to be more effective than cutting the fat. Even though I don't want you guys eating a lot of fat, you gotta, you know, eat lower fat, fatty foods. You know, that's why don't eat the skin if you don't have to. Don't eat the fat on meals. But if there is some fat marbled in your steak, alright, and you're only eating steak once a week or a couple times a month, I'm okay with that. Because sometimes you need fats. And it may actually fill you up where you don't concentrate on carbs. Our bodies were never designed to eat carbs to the degree that we do now. Yeah, we were designed to eat fruit and take in sugars, but not the refined crap that we made. Go back to caveman days. What was our bodies designed to eat? Plants, fruit, animals. Right? And in animals, there's fat. So if you go back to the basics, milk. Now, of course, we have to break down the sugar in milk. Okay, we have to break down the sugar in grapes. You know, but then we decided to make bread. We decided to make sliced bread. We decided to make white bread. We decided to make ho-hos. Our bodies are never designed for that. This article also says that chicken breast is the worst item on any menu. That's true. Whenever you open up a menu and there's steak, and then I thought fish would, you know, but yeah. I guess some people think that. So, dark meat could technically be healthier. All right? I don't want to tout all its nutritional benefits, but I do believe that we got some pretty damn good vitamins in there. All right, now, we got a very interesting study here. Okay? Sperm. Sperm may be used to carry chemotherapy agents to cervical cancer cells. And scientists are hijacking sperm in order to, you know, see their cancer-treating properties. Now, it makes sense. Okay, have you guys ever seen a sperm in action? These suckers are resilient. And for a sperm to impregnate a woman or to crack an egg, it goes through jungle-like conditions, okay? This is no joke. I'm not being facetious. Okay, it is still very difficult to get pregnant. That sperm, in order to make it to the egg, has to be the fittest, hence survival of the fittest. It's funny, my son, the baby years ago said, Mom, I must have been a good swimmer. I go, well, you've been a good swimmer. He's like, no, as a sperm. I must have been a good swimmer to make it to the egg. And I go, yeah, I guess you were. Yeah, I didn't even think I so. So my son, when he's a little baby, yeah, he thought, I was like, wow, okay, well, he knows about sperm, knows about it, but yeah. You know, it took an act of Congress to get there. So first, I mean, you guys, we've reviewed the anatomy, right? Do we have to review the anatomy of the vagina? I think we do. Okay, so obviously, the woman's vagina is supposed to be a hostile environment, and it's supposed to be hostile because we need to protect the baby. It's not about getting pregnant. It's about being pregnant and protecting the baby. So you have pubic hair, you have skin, you have folds, right? Labia majora, labia minora. And so basically the vagina has to open up like a flower that closes up really, really tight to allow anything to enter, whether it's sperm or bacteria or viruses or fungi even. So when sex happens, usually it has to be penetrating sex. However, there has been reports that some sperm can make it even if there's only third base action. Okay? Not that I really know my bases, but, you know, I've been married for 21 years, so I really don't know. We don't really do bases. I'm more in the dugout the whole time. Anyway, you know, because he's a shortstop. Okay. You know what? Corey and I are going to be celebrating our 21st anniversary this week. Yay. I'll call him shortstop. He'll hate that. Oh, Lord have mercy. Okay. So once the sperm fights the very warm environment, it's very moist, there's discharge, so they have to swim upstream. Then they have to go a certain distance to get to the cervix. Just because you're in the vagina doesn't mean you're going to necessarily get to an egg. So they have to go up to the cervix, and the cervix, like I've likened to a light bulb, where the white part of the light bulb is the uterus, and the silver part of the light bulb is the cervix. Okay, and that cervix has an opening. Okay, even if you've never had a baby, obviously, it's very minutely, microscopically, patent where you can get a sperm up in there. Actually, multiple sperm in there. So then they swim into the cervix. Now they're in the light bulb part, the white part of the light bulb, or the uterus, and they could swim there and get lost, but they have to travel up to try to find an opening there to then get to the fallopian tube. And that's a far distance. I mean, on my body, if I measured, we're probably looking at a third of a foot, right? Maybe 4 or 5 inches. I'll have to measure. So anyway, the egg, meanwhile, the egg ovulates, you know, little egg. Okay, so the ovary pops out an egg. That egg travels down the fallopian tube and has to meet that sperm midway. Maybe two-thirds of the way, maybe one-third of the way, but it has to meet in the fallopian tube. Then that sperm, if it isn't fatigued, okay, and already beaten up by everything it had to deal with coming up there, you know, because women have natural bacteria, women have fungi there, women have, you know, things there that are supposed to protect against anything that could be pathogenic, but usually the vagina is nice to sperm, okay, because we want sperm, we want to get pregnant. That's what our bodies are designed to do in the animal world. So now the sperm has to meet the egg. And if the egg is like, oh, hell no, nothing happens. But if the egg is like, well, you know, if you made it this far and, you know, boy, you're cute. And the sperm's like, yeah, it is. And then anyway, they get it on. And then that sperm cracks the egg. Now that sperm better have the right genetic material. Better not have too many X's or too many Y's. Should I have either an XY or an XX chromosome? No. It'll either have an X or a Y. Meet with the egg. And then XXXY. It'll be an XY. Okay, I get it. It'll be an XY. I apologize. Okay, sorry about that. Thinking too much about the egg. Okay, egg. I didn't have breakfast today. So anyway, so now the sperm brings its genetic material to the egg. It's a brilliant, brilliant pathway, brilliant choreography. So now scientists are saying, well, why don't we use sperm to bring chemotherapy to women's cancer? We'll talk about this when we get back. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Have you checked your ECS lately? We have. We are New Pharma, scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune systems. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions, formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of the best anti-inflammatories on the planet. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all of our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal tea at GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma. Your path to wellness begins here.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so we're talking about using sperm to carry chemotherapy agents. And they found it to be successful in treating cervical cancer. So, you know, okay, every human being has 46 chromosomes. And so an egg will have 23 and a sperm will have 23. So you get 22 chromosomes plus either the X or the Y, hence making 23 chromosomes. So the sperm will bring these chromosomes to meet with the egg and then help blend that or deposit that. And with that thinking, scientists are like, well, wait a second. What if we infuse sperm with chemotherapy agents, see if they can actually find the cancer cell and do what they need to do? So researchers from the Leibniz Institute for Solid State and Materials Research in Germany armed sperm with doxorubicin. And doxorubicin is a very common chemotherapeutic agent. And what they did is they had cervical cancer tumors sitting in the lab. And then they release these sperm with the doxorubicin into a dish containing these mini cervical cancer tumors. The sperm swam towards the tumors, killed 87% of the cancerous cells within 3 days. Then what the team did is they fitted these sperm with these little tiny four-armed magnetic harnesses, and they guided these harnesses by magnets. When they brought the harness to the proximity of the tumor, when it hit the solid tumor, the arm sprung open, the sperm were released, and then the sperm swam to the tumor. So in essence, what they made were sperm bots. And they found that the sperm roughly knew where to go, because remember, they have to find the cervix. Remember I just explained how a woman gets pregnant? How the sperm has to go through the vagina, past the folds, past the labia minora majora, through the introitus, up the vagina, but it has to find the cervix, and it has to get into the os. It can't just sit around and camp out on the outside of the cervix. It has to get in there. Maybe sperm know how to find transitional cells, and transitional cells are unfortunately what turn cancerous within a cervix, but are also the transitional cells between the ecto and the endocervix. So you see, this is very, very this could be very, very highly technical in terms of what sperm's ability is. Now, remember, the sperm has to also get through the cervix, get up into the uterus, and then go up the fallopian tube to meet an egg. Does that mean sperm can later help treat endometrial cancer, help treat ovarian cancer? See, a big problem we have in modern medicine is chemotherapy will kill healthy cells. We need to target just the cancerous cells. Now, how do we manipulate sperm to not go after healthy cells? Well, if they just need to abut the tumor, then you can maybe inject these little sperm bots, put them near the tumor, and then let them do their thing with the doxorubicin. I mean, here's the thing. When it comes to an organ that has cancer, all right, you would think, all right, well, what we want to do is we want to just, you know, remove the organ. Sometimes that's not that easy. Sometimes we still need part of the functioning organ. But what we don't want is to take medicine that can make us aplastic anemic or unable to make red blood cells or drop our blood counts so low that we need transfusions or we're weak. Yeah, I'm not exactly sure what happened with John McCain. I believe he's out of the hospital now. But when they said he had side effects based on him, you know, being treated for his cancer, a side effect of chemotherapy, a big one, is leukopenia or anemia, where you have red blood cells, or with leukopenia, white blood cells that drop. You know, thrombocytopenia, where your platelets drop to a scarily low level, you could bleed to death. And that's par for the course when we treat you for cancer. So I think this is brilliant, you know, and people, you know, say, oh, you know, gosh, there's all these, you know, articles and they're, you know, they have to do with dirty subjects and they're very, and you know, we sometimes have to stop and look at science and look at medicine as not being, you know, dirty or sexual or taboo. You know, in medicine, we look at sperm like we would look at snot or we would look at urine. You know, to non-medical people, they're like, oh my gosh, this is gross. Okay, remember we talked about Clostridium difficile, that very nasty bug that is very difficult to treat in people's GI tract that could cause them severe bloating and diarrhea and abdominal pain. And they found success in doing fecal transplants, transplanting healthy poop into the person's GI tract. Now, when I brought that up on air about 9 years ago, one listener complained and had complained to me at the studio going, that was disgusting. You talking about a fecal transplant, putting somebody else's poop in another person's colon, that was disgusting and that's not real science. So I sent him the medical study and the article. And he was like, oh boy, I stand corrected. And I'm like, why such a violent response and such a sickened response by something when we're talking about basic biology, basic physiology, basic pathology. These are, you know, basic anatomy even. You know, and we shudder with our own bodies going, no, I'm not going to look at my poop. I'm not going to examine my poop. Oh my gosh, will you please stand up, turn around and look at the bottom of the toilet and tell me if you have blood. I can't tell you how many of my patients, when I go, do you have any blood in the stool? They go, I don't know. And I go, why don't you know? They go, I don't look. You want me to actually look? Yeah. It came out of your body. I mean, you know, this is your body. Just because we make jokes about it, right, and, you know, we make fun of it, and, you know, like Caddyshack with the Almond Joy in the pool, you know, and everybody thinks it's gross because it smells and all that. Yeah, okay, poop stinks. Poop is funny, but it is a very, very significant part of your health, how you excrete stuff. And I understand people like, well, I get sick from talking about that or listening to it or whatever. You know, tough noogie. I mean, you know, so here's a woman with possible cervical cancer and chemotherapy agent. Thousands of women die from cervical cancer every year. Should be the most preventable cause of death because we could avoid sex. We could use protection. We could use a vaccine against HPV. But unfortunately, it's not. Women get cervical cancer. They don't get the pap smears. They don't get a Cotterly. And women don't like to get treated. They don't like anything being seen in there. And mind you, I get that. Being a woman, I cannot stand going to the gynecologist and having to get that done. So I get being shy. I get not wanting to look, not wanting to. I understand that. But in the medical field, if you have cancer or if you have something that could go wrong, the only way for us to fix you is to get in there. I've now had, I think, 3 or 4 colonoscopies. And if the very first time I had it done, I was, I mean, almost, you know, in a corner of the room shaking, going, oh my gosh, somebody is going to be inside my tushy. Who cares? It's a colon. Have you guys ever seen the inside of a colon? It's beautiful. It's like a tube. You know, it's like something they could use to get from, you know, England to France if you had to, you know, one of those underground tubes. I mean, it's a tube. Okay? We're made of tubing. There's going to be sediment. There's going to be sewage. That happens. So I think finding specific ways to target organs, and if we have to use sperm, if we have to use somebody's stool to recolonize your gut to help you with your Clostridium difficile, then if the only way for you to get that is swallowing it, right, in a capsule, all right, you know, I understand this seems counterintuitive, and maybe some people think that we're doing too much, you know, let nature take its course. If we let nature take its course, we wouldn't live past 40 or 50, okay? I want to live longer than that. I'll swallow the poop. 1-877-DOCTELLY, we'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning. Texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want to take advantage of a life-changing LASIK offer, pull over when you can, because a special opportunity is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the keyword CLEAR55 to 350350 to get the benefit of FDA-approved LASIK technology that gives the majority of patients 20/20 vision. For a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. When you text CLEAR55 to 350350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just a text away. Text CLEAR55 to 350350. That's CLEAR55 to 350350.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Talia Show. Yes, I could sing. I got the microphone. I could sing. Yeah, you could shut the radio off, but I got the microphone. I could sing, even if I'm singing myself. 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so a lot of people are live streaming the House voting on the GOP tax bill, which I think we're all pretty confident will pass. The House is scheduled to vote on the tax bill around 1:30 p.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern time, so that's about 10:30 a.m. Pacific time. That's coming up. And if it passes, the Senate is going to take it up later in the evening. So people in Congress are going to be working long hours, okay, which they should be doing. That's what we're paying them to do. Speaker Paul Ryan says this is the greatest example of a promise being made and a promise being kept, he said at a press conference a few hours before the vote. They say GOP lawmakers from both chambers struck a deal last week on the tax plan and released the legislative text on Friday. The tax plan will include a repeal of the Obamacare individual mandate. It appears the employer mandate, however, will still be in place, something that I wish wasn't, but I don't think the country's ready for that. That's just going to be too much too soon. So, according to CBS News, they have here the details of the final tax agreement, according to highlights from the conference committee. So one is it eliminates a penalty under the Affordable Care Act for failing to have health insurance. So if you don't purchase health insurance because you don't like the plan, because the plan stinks and you don't want to be forced to purchase a product that is a crappy product, you don't have to do it now, according to this tax bill. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. It also lowers the corporate tax rate from 35% to 21%. That's a little bit higher than the original 20% in the House and Senate bills. This could be a huge stimulator. We are talking huge in terms of more employment, incentivizing more investment. I'm a big fan of this, okay? And we could talk about it another time, but let me get to the other details of the final tax agreement. It reduces the top effective marginal tax rate for 8 corporations to a top rate of 29.6%, allowing for a 20% tax deduction that applies to the first $315,000 of joint income earned by all S-Corps. So to me, that's economic talk for you're paying less taxes and having more money to spend, which is what we want you to do. We want you to spend. It eliminates corporate alternative minimum tax, increases the exemption amount from the alternative minimum tax for individuals. That we'll talk about another time. It keeps 7 individual tax brackets, although those tax brackets would change. So the tax brackets to me was an issue that I thought needed to be fixed. I thought we should all go to a flat tax where let's say everybody pays 10% or 8%. So if you're poor, you're going to be paying a lot less money than somebody wealthy, but it's the same percentage across the board, which makes it a little bit more fair. There's still going to be multiple tax brackets. It continues to exempt the value of tuition waivers from taxes. I guess the GOP was considering counting tuition waivers as income, which could have been taxable, but your tuition waiver is going to be exempt. It increases the refundable portion of the child tax credit to $1,400. That was Senator Marco Rubio's doing. The overhauled child tax credit will increase from $1,000 to $2,000. It roughly doubles the standard deduction from $6,300 to $12,000 for individuals and from $12,700 to $24,000 for married couples filing jointly. So whether you're single or whether you're married, $12,000, $24,000, no advantage there. It would be interesting to see if they had infused something where it was an advantage if you were married. But I don't think government really wants to get involved with, you know, urging people to get married if they don't want to just for a tax credit. It allows filers to write off the cost of state and local taxes, but only up to $10,000. Filers must choose among sales, income, and property taxes for the deduction instead of being able to deduct all local taxes. So for those people that pay a crap load, right, like in New York or in California, they could deduct, but deduct up to about 10,000 of it. Okay? I think that's fair. I understand it's living in New York and California is not that easy. And that never made sense to me that you're paying a crap load for your state and then you also have to pay a crap load to the government. But that's just the way that is. So I like that there's a deduction for that. It preserves the mortgage interest deduction for all homeowners with existing mortgages and for homeowners with the new mortgages. And the home mortgage interest deduction will be available up to $750,000. It does preserve the charitable deduction as it is. Now, I thought the charitable deduction was cut in the first year of Obama's presidency years ago. I thought they cut that deduction, which was so detrimental to charities because, you know, when you, trust me, I've worked with charities for a long time and I've worked with trying to get donations from multiple charities and bringing up the tax deduction, all right, is a huge incentive because when they look at what they're spending, they're like, well, actually, you know, if I'm if my tax bracket's 35% and I'm giving you $100, I'm actually only really giving you $65. You see, because the other part would have gone to taxes anyway. So, you know, but at least there's still a charitable deduction. They say the GOP claims the bill will mean basically a $2,059 tax cut for a family of four earning the median family income of $73,000. Now, that's not a total tax break. What they're saying is this one, from where we are today, you are going to get a $2,059 tax cut additionally based on this tax plan. Now, is this the best tax plan ever? I don't know. I mean, I really would have liked to see a little bit more with the Obamacare. But, you know, getting rid of the individual mandate was something semi-popular. I don't know how many Democrats would vote for this if they would. My guess is it's going to pass, and the GOP needs to bust a move. What was interesting is John McCain, I think, is not going to be available for the Senate vote. And from what I understand, the GOP was like, fine, that's okay. If we need you, we'll tell you. And so, meaning, you know, maybe they do have other people on the other side of the aisle that would vote for this. Most likely, none of the Democrats are going to vote for this in the Senate and the House. But is this a move in the right direction? Absolutely. Personally, I would have liked to see more of a charitable deduction. We really need to infuse more money into our charities with the great work that they do. You know, like Red Cross, United Blood Services, even though they need blood, you know, the money they could use to help buy the cookies and the waters and things like that for you to donate blood, the staff, et cetera, they could all use money. So I'm a huge fan of them. Salvation Army, Goodwill, there's a lot of good charities out there in town. I love Opportunity Village. I love the Nevada Blind Children's Foundation. So, you know, you still get deductions, but I would have liked to see more with that. So now, with the individual mandate, the question I keep getting asked is, how is that going to work? If we have millions of Americans buying health insurance because they're afraid of the penalty that they're going to get, is that going to sink Obamacare? Well, my question to you is are people really that fearful of the fine? I don't know if that many people are fearful of the fine. I'll be honest with you. If I'm going to have to pay the government, I would much rather benefit from the money I'm spending and buy the insurance. But if the insurance for my family is going to average $12,000 to $15,000 a year, and I'm going to be fined, what, $2,000? I would probably take the $2,000. So I don't know if that many people that are looking at the Obamacare changes or the healthcare changes and looking at their options and the products they could buy are really that scared of the fine. So getting rid of the individual mandate just means less money being infused into the Obamacare system. Now, I would really like to see the breakdown of how wise the money was spent. I still get calls, right, from somebody in the government asking me about, you know, the healthcare change, and I'm like, who's paying your salary, and why are they doing that? Because I save the money. Give it to a sick person. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. We'll be right back.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
You
haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.